Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Today, we're going to be talking about embodying your manifestation, because we know that the manifestation is always there. It's always available. If you have a desire, then it is available. But how do we go from not having the manifestation and moving into being, doing, or having that manifestation? And it really has to do with your energy, with your embodiment. And so we talk a lot about starting with your thoughts. What is it that may be in your brain telling you that you can't have whatever it is? And we talk about the feelings associated with that. So when you have a thought, you have a feeling. And what is that feeling then in your body? Because trying to change your thoughts that aligns more with your manifestation and who you are becoming in order to allow that manifestation in, sometimes we can have conflicting feelings with the thoughts that we're having. And it's really important to be aware of your beliefs, your thoughts, and your feeling, not just the emotions, but also what you're feeling inside your body. All of those things equal your embodiment. Your thoughts, that's where it begins. Your feeling, so the emotion that comes up, that's the second thing. And then the way that it feels in your body. How does it feel in your nervous system when you say this particular belief, this particular thought, when you have an associated emotion? And then where does it occur in your body? And sometimes it takes that awareness, especially with our nervous system, to pause and see where it is in the body. Where is that thought and emotion occurring in the body, especially if they don't all feel aligned? That's not really full embodiment. You may feel a pang of something somewhere in your body. For me, I often, when I feel I'm not in alignment with whatever I'm thinking or actually feeling, I'll feel it in my stomach. And so perhaps a limiting belief will arise and all of a sudden it feels unsafe, or there's some lack and scarcity. And so what I do is I just literally take a moment and I pause and I feel wherever that is in my body, and I put my hand there and I just talk myself through it. And sometimes I envision that it's coming from the younger part of me who is afraid. And I remind that younger part of me that I've got you. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing scary about moving into this next part of our manifestation. There's no need to be scared. And so then the alignment of the thought, the feeling, and the nervous system is regulated. And sometimes this can take some time. Sometimes you're going to have to remind yourself a little bit over and over, right? You're going to have to be in your nervous system, in your body, until that is fully moved through, that energy is moved out of your body. But it is possible for you to become aligned in those three things. And when you do that, you are embodying the energy of the manifestation. You are becoming the vibrational match for that manifestation. And so these are all things that we talk about in my program, Becoming the Magnetic Manifestor Program. And I highly encourage you to, if this is something that you want to keep moving into, if this is the way that you want your life to be, knowing that you can manifest a life that you love, knowing that there are actually tools and skills to do this, and wanting to move from that lack, scarcity, and fear and stuckness because you know that there's something more for you, I highly recommend you check it out. I'll post a link also so you can go and look at the actual details, and I have a little video for you that explains the whole program. But these are the things, and it's actually not as hard as we think it is. And I know that sounds crazy because right now you may be in a place where it's like, okay, this is my current life and it's nothing like what I actually want. So for you, it probably feels like a really big fucking leap. But honestly, when you learn these skills, when you learn these tools, when you become aware and you implement these, you become the magnetic manifester. So check it out if it feels good for you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.